Hey, this is Tim Blaine. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Scream, don't get on. is wrong with me.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Once upon a time, I think it was last Thursday, a boy named Peter opened the gate and went out into the big green meadow. On the branch of a big tree sat a little bird.
"Owl is quiet,"
said the bird.
"Holy cow, a talking bird,"
thought Peter.
"Peter,
Just then, Bruce the duck came waddling by. Bruce was very happy that Peter hadn't closed the gate, and he decided to check out the deep pond in the meadow. Bird saw the duck, so he decided to fly down and pick an argument with him.
"What kind of bird are you if you can't fly?"
he said, to which the duck cleverly replied,
"I'm a duck, stupid!"
They argued and argued, the duck swimming in the pond, the little bird skipping along the shore. Sorry. Suddenly, something caught Peter's eye. And you know how painful that can be. It was Louis the cat crawling through the grass. Louis the cat thought,
"The bird is busy arguing. I'll just grab him."
So quietly, Louis crept towards him on his velvet paws.
Well, his paws weren't really velvet. They were, you know, kind of like velvet. A metaphor. It's a metaphor. Get it?
Advised Peter. The bird immediately flew up into the tree. While Bruce the duck quacked at Louis the cat, from the middle of the pond. Louis the cat walked around the tree and thought,
"Is it worth climbing up so high? Or should I just send out for pizza?"
Grandfather came out. He was all bent out of shape because Peter had gone into the meadow.
"It's a dangerous place. If a wolf should come out of the forest, then what would you do, huh?"
Peter did not answer because, after all, it was a rhetorical question.
Mm-hmm.
boys like Peter are afraid of a lot of things, like nuclear annihilation and flunking algebra, but they're not afraid of wolves. But Grandfather got Peter in a headlock and dragged him home, telling him that he was grounded and that he couldn't watch any cartoons for 3 weeks. As luck would have it, a big, mean, hairy, ferocious, snarling, carnivorous wolf did come out of the forest. But I guess we all knew that was coming. I mean, the story's called Peter and the Wolf. We couldn't very well call it Peter and the Wolf if there was no wolf, could we? That'd be really stupid. Was up the tree in a twinkling, which is about, 2.3 seconds. Bruce the duck quacked so hard that he propelled himself backwards and up onto dry land. For those of you taking notes, this is a fine practical example of Newton's first law of motion, which clearly states that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. But no matter how quickly Bruce tried to waddle away, he couldn't escape Seymour the wolf, who was wearing his best pair of tennis shoes. The wolf was closing in on the duck. He was getting closer, and closer, and closer. With one big gulp, Seymour wolfed him down. let me recap the story briefly in case you just walked into the room. Louis the cat was sitting on one branch. Billy the bird was on another branch. Not too close to Louis. And Bob the janitor was at home, defrosting his refrigerator. The wolf walked around the tree so many times that he made a small trench. Meanwhile, Peter was standing behind the closed gate, videotaping everything that was going on. Suddenly, Peter got an idea. He ran home and got a big spool of his grandfather's unwaxed dental floss. One of the branches of the tree that the wolf was circling was conveniently stretched out over a high stone wall. Peter scaled the wall lickety-split, which is even faster than a twinkling. Then he grabbed the branch and climbed onto the tree. Peter said to Billy the bird,
I want you to fly down and circle around the wolf's head to distract him. But be very careful he doesn't catch you and bash your skull in and tear out your lungs and chew you up into itsy bitsy teeny tiny little pieces.
Okay, said the bird.
Billy the bird almost touched the wolf's head with his wings while the wolf snapped angrily at him.
Go ahead,
said the wolf.
Make my day. Come on, cut it out,
snarled the wolf.
You're asking for trouble, punk.
But Billy the bird just kept on harassing him. Meanwhile, Peter made a lasso out of the dental floss. And carefully letting it down, ¶¶ wolf by the tail and pulled with all his might. Feeling himself caught, the wolf got really ticked off and started jerking back and forth. Peter tied the other end of the dental floss to the tree and left the wolf dangling in midair.
Hey, big bad wolf,
said Peter.
Why don't you come up here and get us now?
I would,
said the wolf.
But, well, I'm kind of tied up right now.
Then, some members of the National Rifle Association came out of the woods, firing their magnums, Uzis, and bazookas. Yelled,
"Don't shoot! Billy the bird and I have caught the wolf. Now, let's take him to the zoo!"
"Great idea,"
said the hunters.
"And if he likes that, next week we'll take him to Disneyland."
Imagine the victory parade. Peter was at the head. But after a few minutes, he was through, and then the parade began with Peter at the very front. To him, the hunters leading Seymour the Wolf. And finally, Bob the janitor, who had to sweep up the whole mess. Grandfather shook his head discontentedly.
Well, Peter, what if you hadn't caught the wolf? What then?
Well, said Peter, he probably would have ripped out my intestines with his teeth.
said Grandfather.
I know that, you idiot. It was a rhetorical question.
Above them, Billy the Bird chirped proudly.
Yeah, that's right. We bad. We bad.
Grandfather decided that he'd had enough of the pond and the meadow and the whole stinking scene, so he ran off to Los Angeles and joined a heavy metal band. And what about Bruce the Duck? Well, the wolf had been in such a hurry that he swallowed him alive. Which means the gastric juices slowly dissolved his body and he died a long, painful death. However, you'll be happy to hear that just a few years later, he was reincarnated as Shirley MacLaine. And the moral of the story is, oral hygiene is very important. Make sure you see your dentist at least twice a year.
Hi, I'm Cedric Ellis for PETA. Who can forget the haunting images of animals left behind barely clinging to life after Hurricane Katrina slammed into the Gulf Coast? Hurricanes, flash floods, earthquakes, and wildfires can affect us all, but animals are often the most vulnerable victims. If you're forced to evacuate, protect your entire family and never leave your animals behind. Make plans for their safety now before disaster strikes. For tips on disaster preparedness, visit PETA.org.
wonder how your favorite artist became your favorite artist? They got played at your local radio station. Rock, pop, country, R&B, folk, rap, psychedelia. It's all great. Come hear your next favorite artist on The Dweezil Show, Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 WMFO and on WMFO.org.
Caroline says that I'm just a toy. She wants a man, not just a boy. Oh, Caroline says. Ooh, Caroline says. Caroline says she can't help but be mean or cruel or oh so it seems. Oh, Caroline says. Caroline says. She doesn't want a man who leans. Still, she is my dramatic queen. Yeah, she's my queen. The things she does, the things she says, treat others that way. But at first I thought I could take it all, just like poison in a vial. Hey, she was often very vile. But of course I thought I could take it all. Caroline says that I'm not a man, so she'll go get it, catch as catch can. Oh, Caroline says. Yeah, Caroline says. Caroline says, moments in time can't continue to be only mine. Oh, Caroline says. Yeah, Caroline says. She treats me like I am. Still a German queen. Ooh, she's my queen. Oh, a queen. Hey, baby, she's still my queen.
Lingering on.
your dreams and your lovers won't protect you. They're only passing through you in the end. They'll leave you stripped of all that they can get to and wait for you to come back. Yet still a light is shining from that lamp on down the hall. Maybe the Star of Bethlehem wasn't a star. Yours truly.